Welcome back. Joining me now for a look at the day's markets action is independent analyst Jimmy Muyaha. Thank you so much for your time, Jimmy. Really, what the markets have been digesting lately are inflation and yields. Of course, we've seen the US Treasury yield spiking two-year highs. We also saw the UK's inflation coming in at a three-decade high. And also Germany's 10-year bond yields going above zero for the first time since May 2019. There has been a turnaround today, but I mean, were markets, getting ahead of themselves, or were they acting accordingly?
Good afternoon, Zinat. Well, I mean, if we look at the general performance where we're sitting at the moment, we have been awaiting this. It's been long anticipated. We did sort of initially expect that this might happen coming into early 2021, coming out of the first year of the pandemic, and that didn't happen because we then saw a resurgence in new waves of the COVID variants. So I think now markets are finally starting to price better in the possibility of additional variants and sort of somewhat looking to get or establish some return to normal that we can use in the interim. We're seeing this across the board. We're seeing unprecedented highs across stocks. We're seeing gold return to highs. We're seeing Brent crude reach highs it hasn't reached since 2014. So markets, sectors, all across the board, we're seeing a very big return to normality of sorts, and we're looking to see if we might get new highs out of some of the markets as well.
Yeah, you're talking about those bold returns to highs, and just looking at the sweet mood that the JSE is in today, we've seen those gains being led by the resources and also Richemont. Let's start with the resources. I mean, I went into Anglo American, and the share price there has reached a record high. I mean, what's got the resources, what's boosted the mood there?
So, I mean, overall sentiment around metals pricing and commodities pricing has been very positive there. We've seen a huge demand forecasts for global commodities around the world. On the Anglo side of things, they actually announced earlier that they're buying back some of their shares from Goldman Sachs. I believe it's some 5 million pounds or so, so about 114 million odd rand here and there. And the share buyback is expected to be about 170,000 shares at an average price of about £33 there. So once that goes through, I mean, the investors are already reacting very positively to that. We saw Anglo reach all-time highs. It is up about 5% for the day. Yeah. But on the other front, as we said, around commodities and global demand as well, we saw China came out last week releasing their economic numbers, and they said that their economy expanded by 8.1%, and off the back of that, they also announced that interest rates are going to be coming down, which means that the Chinese imports markets are going to be fueling a lot of that. And we saw that evident in the oil price. We know that China is the largest importer of oil there, and we are expecting that that demand will continue to grow. We've got some forecasts pinning oil at some 100 million barrels per day in demand, and we might even reach $100 per barrel sometime during the year on the oil price. So across the board, we're seeing a resurgence in demand. We're also seeing a flurry of money going into safe havens as the inflation risk continues to weigh in on sentiment, and we've seen gold heading for that 1830 mark.
Yeah. And talking about that growing demand, that's what Richemont has reported with those good results for its December quarter. Of course, this being driven up by pent-up demand and tourism spend. Are you dipping into this jewelry box?
Well, Richemont, this is not the first set of good numbers they've reported. I mean, the Q3 numbers were much better than Q3 in the previous reporting period. And on top of that, they have cited that the latest figures were from an increase in demand in the Middle East and in Americas. And if you remember, their previous report for the first 6 months was an increase largely out of China. So across the board, the demand for luxury goods around the world has increased, which is, Richemont was up about 5% for today. So it is a very good stock to look at. It's a very good stock to be considering as we go into a period where those that have a bit of excess money will dip into more luxury goods more than like.
As they say, diamonds are gold's best friend. Jimmy, what's your best friend today? What's your stock pick?
At the moment, it's Renogen. We spoke about this last year. I've given the stock pick on a number of occasions. I'm giving it again as an opportunity to get in. There's a lot that's been happening around Renogen as a stock. It's a good helium stock at the moment. They have the highest helium reserves or concentrated helium reserves in the world. And they've signed a couple of deals. If you remember back in October of last year, they signed a $25 million deal with a US-based helium company. So the helium market at the moment, if we're going to look at the energy stocks and we're going to look at the energy markets in conjunction with things like the commodities markets and the demand around that, you'll see that, I mean, helium's got a number of uses, from medical uses to cooling agents to aircrafts and that sort of thing. And as we start to see a return to industrial production, and even if we start to look at a technological increase, if we look at things around the blockchain, if we look at things around the metaverse and things around mining of smart contracts and blockchain and that sort of thing, those that equipment requires cooling, and that along that line, you might find that there's a lot of industrial uses for it. So we're still very much on the helium bandwagon, and we're liking Renogen as a stock pick.
All right, well, thank you very much for your time, Jimmy. Just walking us through what has been moving the markets today, independent analyst Jimmy Muyaha.